Very well, Effendi.
I heard you order that drink for me.
Too bad. I wanted to surprise you.
How did you know I would join you?
I saw you come in and check the unattached mails, and I thought, well...
I had a friend once who liked onions in his martinis. He had excellent taste in drinks.
Nothing wrong with his taste in women.
Your martini, Effendi.
Oh, good. Here.
Thank you, Effendi.
Shall we drink?
To our meeting?
To your friend who brought it about.
To my friend.
What was your friend's name?
I thought it was Ken Thurston. Unfortunately, he died before I learned his real name.
Too bad. How did it happen?
I killed him. The martini. It is too strong, perhaps?
So this meeting's no accident.
You knew it was not.
You're going to shoot me again?
That depends. I'm very fond of money.
I'm very fond of living.
We could both be happy.
Oh.
If you were to remain alive, you could pay me money for information.
Would it be worth it?
Would it not be worth almost any amount if it concerned silver?
You're a very interesting person.
I could be even more...
What's the matter?
Outside through that window. I thought I saw... I should have to leave now. Can you meet me later tonight?
Where?
At the Silver Scarf. Meet me there in an hour.
Have the martini waiting.
The young lady is leaving, Effendi.
She's left. Try counting up to 10. I'll be gone, too. Never mind counting. It's too late now.
No, Mr. Thurston. What happened? No, Mr. Thurston, don't go out there.
Hagar, where did you come from? No, wait, I'll talk to you later. Get out of my way.
No, Mr. Thurston, people are shooting out there, killing each other.
I've got to get to that girl. Well.
Is that the girl you were after, Mr. X? That one lying there in the street?
Yes.
Oh.
I say, what's all this rumpus about? Fearfully noisy neighborhood. Fellow can't get a decent night's sleep. Girl's been hurt, eh? Well, let's have a look at her.
You a doctor?
Have been for 40 years. Sibley's the name. Dr. Ford Sibley. My place is right across the street. I've been practicing here, but let me see.
Never mind your life's history. What about hers? Any future to it?
The girl's future's all in her past, young man. She's dead.
Yes, I saw it all, Mr. Thurston. The car was parked waiting for her. She opened the door, she screamed, and then came the shots.
So you dove for the doorway of the kids that got scared rabbit, instead of getting the license number.
For which you should thank me. We have no time to chase local murderers, not while this dangerous Haberman is still alive.
What do you know about Haberman?
Huh? What do I... Why else would the chief send me to you with this file?
Probably because you talked him into it for your usual slight consideration. So that's what you're doing here in Cairo. Pay the... Oh, skip it.
Well, as I was saying, did you know that this fellow Haberman is an international soldier of fortune and a pirate?
I did.
Oh. Well, did you know that there is no description of him anywhere? Not even his sex? The only clue is that he's nuts about silver. All his jewelry, ornaments, even his weapons are of silver.
Remind me to buy you a dictionary, Pagan.
Dictionary?
So you can learn the meaning of secret and confidential. They're stamped on the outside of the reports you brought me.
Oh. But, Mr. X, why do you think Haberman is here in Cairo?
The bullets that killed that man in my room were made of silver.
This Haberman deserves to be caught and hung. Using such a precious metal in such a wasteful fashion.
I'll work on it, Pagan, starting right here.
Here? But we've stopped in front of a nightclub.
That's right. The Silver Scarab.
Aha! The floor show. And a female dancer, too. You know, Mr. Thurston, there's nothing I like better than a female dancer. Unless it's a female. Mr. X. She's the dead girl. That dancer is the dead girl. Come back to life.
The resemblance is close, but not that close.
Oh, yes, you're right. I can see that now.
Sure.
But for a minute I thought... Look at those silver spangles on her dress. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stay here, Pagan. I'll pick you up later.
But why leave now, Mr. Thurston? There will be other dancers, I hope.
Yeah, I want to see this one in her dressing room.